2009 meeting of the Marine Resources Commission. The next item on the agenda is public comments. That's the opportunity for those in the audience who wish to speak to the commission on matters that are not on the agenda. Who is anyone here like Mr. Wyatt?
Commissioner Bowman and Associate Commissioners,
my name is
John Wyatt. I'm from the Upper James River, and I would like to speak to blue catfish as it pertains to American shad and river herring restoration. I'm the fourth generation of my family to fish commercially on the James River, and there's a fifth and sixth generation out there fishing today. I quoted this to you before. God's word says, "They that go down to the sea in ships that do business on great waters, these see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep." Those of us that spend our days out on the water, we think we have a pretty good idea as to what goes on out there. And I had asked this commission before, and I think you would do well to listen to the watermen a little bit more than you do. We're currently under a moratorium for American shad and probably looking at, in the near future, going into a moratorium on river herring. I don't think I'll ever live to fish for American shad again, but I hope that at some time in the future someone in my family gets to fish for them. So I have interest in seeing the American shad and the river herring restored. The problem, as I see it, with the restoration, we're not going to do anything as far as restoring American shad and river herring until we do something with the blue catfish situation. Those of us that are out on the river day in and day out, we see the blue catfish, we catch them. We see what's in their bellies. Time and time again, I've caught blue catfish, large blue catfish, 30, 40 pounds, with a whole American shad in his belly, with the tail sticking out of his mouth, or with a river herring with the tail sticking out of his mouth. The numbers of the blue catfish are just enormous. There's just so many. I don't understand why. What has changed that gave the Department of Game and Inland Fisheries jurisdiction over the blue catfish?
If you want a response, I'd like, matter of fact,
My grandfather fished for catfish. My father fished for catfish. I fished for catfish all my life.
Sure.
Nothing has changed. I've always bought a license from VMRC. We fished under VMRC regulations. The code clearly says that the jurisdiction has the commission has jurisdiction over all commercial fishing and all commercial fish from the territorial sea to the fall line. None of that has changed, yet now the Department of Game and Inland Fisheries has jurisdiction over blue catfish. They say whether we can catch them or not and how many we can catch or not. They put a limit, maximum limit, to 32 inches. You can't have one fish over 32 inches. The code is clear to me. It says that you, the Virginia Marine Resources Commission, have jurisdiction over all commercial fishing. What we're really talking about is game fish and food fish. In the past, the Department of Game and Inland Fisheries has had jurisdiction over game fish. And this commission has had jurisdiction over food fish. It speaks to that in the Code of Virginia. I don't know anywhere in the Code of Virginia that jurisdiction over food fish is given to the Department of Game and Inland Fisheries. So as far as I'm concerned, this commission should have jurisdiction over blue catfish, and you should be able to tell us how many we can catch and how many we can't catch, and we should be working on them, trying to reduce their numbers rather than protecting them. And if we're ever going to see the American shad and the river herring come back, we're going to have to do something with the blue catfish situation. The Department of Game's not willing to do anything. The Department of Game has failed in their effort to restore the American shad. Millions of dollars have been spent, and there's probably less shad there today than there was before all this started. Back in the 40s, 50s, 60s, we had plenty of shad. I can remember when there was 100 boats at least on the James River alone fishing for American shad. I brought you some old artifacts off of our old shad nets, the floats and rings, the ice that we used to use. There were over 100 boats that fished the James River for American shad, and there were plenty of them out there.
I remember the days.
The dams were there in the 40s, 50s, and 60s. Yet the fish were still able to spawn, and there were plenty of fish there. The fish didn't start to diminish until we brought the striped bass back. Then they started to diminish a little bit, but I believe they could have survived that. I believe they could survive the striped bass. But the blue catfish is there 12 months of the year. We just set a new state record. We caught one over 100 pounds. Can you imagine what that fish must eat to get to that size, what he must eat every day? Their favorite food is shad and herring, and we've learned that from experience on the river when you're fishing for catfish in the spring. When the herring come into the river, you need to switch from gizzard shad to herring if you want to catch them in your traps. So I think they prefer the herring and the shad to the other baits that are available. The blue cat's doing all kinds of damage to every other species in the river. They love to eat clams. They're destroying the clam beds on the upper rivers. What's going to happen to Chesapeake Bay when our filtration system is gone? I mean, that should be reason for concern alone. I would like to see this commission take the responsibility that the Code of Virginia says it's supposed to have. Get back into catfish management and let us work on the catfish and try to reduce their numbers a little bit. If we don't reduce their numbers, we're just wasting our time trying to restore shad and herring to our rivers. There's an article that came out in yesterday's paper that verifies what I'm talking about.
I read it.
We're not achieving anything. If it's not the blue catfish, then what is it? I think you were going to tell me why this commission is not responsible for blue catfish.
I'm not going to tell you. I'll ask Mr. Josephson. In anticipation of this subject coming up, I asked Mr. Josephson from the Office of Attorney General's office the exact same question. And I'd like for him to respond as my legal counsel, because he's more adept in interpreting the code than I am. Mr. Josephson?
We have looked at this issue a couple of years ago, and we revisited it. Can't hear you. We looked at this issue a couple of years ago, and we revisited it. And the Code of Virginia assigns the responsibility for managing freshwater fish to the Game and Inland Fisheries Department. The code doesn't distinguish between food fish and game fish. The Game Department is authorized to regulate catfish, which is considered to be, and this is not a legal determination, is considered to be a freshwater fish. And the Marine Resources Commission has the authority to regulate marine fish. Freshwater fish regulated by the Department of Game and Inland Fisheries may not be sold except by law. And they established a regulation authorizing the sale of blue catfish in accordance with the size limit and the catch limit that they
established and authorize the Marine Resources Commission under its regular commercial fisheries to allow fishing for blue catfish in accordance with the size and catch limits that the game department has established. Now, does that mean that the problem can't be solved? The General Assembly has the authority, as I say, to say black is white, white is black, and if there's a real need from a scientific standpoint to preserve the other species and blue catfish is a problem, there's certainly no reason not to go see your representatives and deal with the issue legislatively. But as we read the code at the present time, the Commission does not have the authority to do anything other than what it's doing right now with respect to the limits established by the game department.
Has the Code of Virginia been changed in the last 50 years?
It has. It's been changed plenty of times.
In regards to catfish.
I don't know.
Well, for the last 50 years, BMRC has had control over catfish.
I don't know if BMRC has authorized. I don't know what BMRC has done in the past with respect to authorizing the harvest and sale of catfish with respect to numbers and sizes.
Well, the code has been the same for 50 years.
John, all I can do as a commissioner here is to rely on the advice of the Office of the Attorney General. I can't make different differentiations as far as interpretation of the code. Just a minute, Mr. Bowden. I can't do that. I have to rely on them to make that decision. They're lawyers, and to go out on a limb to make a different interpretation other than what they're providing me would be probably criminal to begin with, but certainly wrong at best. I know Mr. Travelstead has spoken with y'all in different forms before and suggested the same thing that Mr. Josephson just did. If it is an issue, please seek legislation that will come before the General Assembly to make things different if you believe they should be different. But as it is, and with the advice that we have, we can't change tack just because somebody would want us to. And I'm not going to say that we want to or don't want to, because I have to rely on the law. But I can surely tell you this, that if we receive a mandate from the General Assembly to do things differently, we're going to do things differently. That's the way it works. Mr. Bowden?
Well, I have a great deal of respect for Carl's law ability. I think he's very diligent. But that's his legal opinion. And a court renders a legal decision. There's a big difference, because if all legal opinions were always correct, mm-hmm. we would have no court system.
Mm-hmm.
There would never be two opposing attorneys, because there would be no need.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that needs to be done. We're spending all this money to restore. I think the watermen feel like they're under siege from a lot of things for the last 3 or 4 years. This is just another one. Those fish left their jurisdiction, as far as I'm concerned, when they entered our jurisdiction. And if you want to use in reverse all the big straight bass to catch in Lake Smith, where they set records, they had no business doing it. They're our fish. They are marine fish. They have them in the lakes. Did they ask our permission? No. Did they go under our regulations? No. But if you interpret it strictly, as Mr. Grossman said, has. We have the ability to regulate those fish, even though they're in lakes, because they are marine fish. Mm-hmm. This is something that's becoming more than just a James River problem. They've migrated up and becoming a big problem. But some of the river systems are making up 70-80% of the biomass, so a very destructive, non-native, introduced species for the pleasure of recreational fishermen. That's the reason they were introduced. They're very destructive. You know, just last month or the month before, the Seafood Council withdrew their application for a non-native species that was benign. The only thing they were going to do is filter the water, improve the water quality of the bed. That was withdrawn because of the new federal administration was going to sit over it. I mean, you know, this is something I clearly think, contrary to our advice, that there's something needs to be done. And I feel like we do have the jurisdiction. And until a judge says we do not have the jurisdiction, I still feel that way. And I'm willing to make a motion that we do open it up and do away with that 32 inch maximum size. And, you know, you have to answer to people. I don't have to, and I certainly understand your position compared to mine. But something's got to be done. We're wasting all this money, and who's suffering? Not the people who's catching these as a game fish, the people who depended on herring, shad. You know, we're getting ready to go into a total moratorium on herring within 2 years. You know, we're making a great effort now to save some small recreational fishery above the fall line that tackle shops depend on. These people have people who depend on them too. They may not be a tackle shop. Their families depend on them to feed them. The local community depends on them to spend money, pay taxes and stuff. So I think they have every right to expect that we would do the right thing. And, you know, I'm certainly willing to move forward that we do have that authority. And I think we need to hold a public hearing on that fact. And I make a motion that we do have a public hearing next month and invite game officials here and tell them, you know, this thing has created a monster and we need to do something about it. If they're not willing to do something about it, maybe the legal system needs to be tested.
Further comment, Mr. Justice?
No, I feel very comfortable with the advice I gave, and I respectfully disagree with Mr. Bowden and his legal advice here. Nevertheless, lawyers advise, and clients choose whether or not to accept that advice. I don't know how you would test the legal system.
Well, if we allow it, and the game department doesn't, somebody's going to have to make that decision.
And catfish are traded as a commercial fish all over this country. It's probably the most popular commercial fish in this country. I don't understand.
Well, let me ask you a question. By your own accord, the game department introduced the fish. Yet you're down here asking us to do something. Have you been to the game department and asked them? What's their response?
They're happy, very happy with what they've done. They think they've created a world-class fishery for the recreational fishermen. And I'm not against the recreational fishermen having a world-class fishery. It's a great thing. I'm happy for them. I mean, all those guys up there, they're my buddies, and we get along good. I'm glad they've got a fishery, but a world-class fishery is not a good thing when it comes at the expense of everything else in the estuary.
Have you sought legal changes to this through your representative or delegate? I heard that somebody had gone to see one of the delegates up there, just one, and then y'all pretty much didn't go any further.
No, I haven't sought to do that. I didn't think it was necessary. Okay. My opinion is this commission has the authority.
My opinion is we don't, based on the legal advice I received from the Attorney General's office. I'm going to take his advice. However, this is a commission. Did you make a motion?
Yes, I did.
Motion made by Mr. Bowden to have a public hearing pertaining to... What about it? State to state?
Eliminating the maximum size in our waters, below the fall line. Nothing to do with the game department. You know, they have total jurisdiction as far as I'm concerned above the fall line, but below the fall line, I feel like we have jurisdiction.
There a second to the motion? Is there a second to the motion? Is there a second to the motion? Motion fails for lack of a second.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Robbins.
Thank you. I think Mr. Wyatt raises some legitimate concerns about ecosystem considerations as they relate to the blue catfish and its management, but I'm inclined to agree with Mr. Josephson that the best fix for this would be legislative, and it would basically establish a standard for their management. Whether the Game and Inland Fisheries manages it or whether that authority is transferred to the commission, that whoever manages it consider ecosystem impacts in establishing catch limits and the regulatory package. But ecosystem management is all about trade-offs. And what John is saying is basically that the impacts to the lower trophic levels of marine life are not acceptable. And these are detrimental impacts that are resulting from the introduction of a non-native species. So those things should be taken into consideration, but the way the law is written right now is we have the advice from our council. That's not in place, so that would require a legislative fix, but I would think that would be the best course of action to address it.
I concur with you 100%. Mr. Schick.
I see it every time I pull in a net. You know, sometimes I'm catching more catfish than I am rockfish. There's no doubt about it. I'd like to see something done about it. And I wish, I had the power to do it. I do think that the Game and Inland Fisheries should take a look at this, but that's not their purview. They usually don't have to deal with the commercial side of a fishery. They are recreational based. And the legislature is probably the place to do it. Watermen and Mass may need to start going to Richmond to not only to the legislature but to Game and Inland Fishery meetings. They do the same thing we do. They talk about things, and if they don't hear it enforced enough, they certainly aren't going to do anything about it.
Right.
So President, I'd be more than happy to go with anybody that wants to go talk to them.
I just don't understand how we got to this point. Commissioner Bowman's grandfather and my grandfather fished under the same code that we're under today. And back when our grandfathers were fishing, it was VMRC in control of catfish. All of a sudden, somebody decided the Department of Game needs to be in control of catfish. I think it's just a political issue. I have the greatest respect for this commission. I know y'all try to do what's right for the estuary, and you do what's best for the fishermen, both commercial and recreational. You're very fair-minded. But I believe this particular issue is a political issue. For some reason, the current administration wanted the Department of Game to be in charge, and things were interpreted differently than they've been interpreted for the past 50 years. And it just doesn't make sense to make the fishermen go through all these legal ramifications to try to get things straightened out. We've got enough to do just to make a living. We don't have to be going up to the General Assembly and trying to get laws changed that really don't need to be changed. It just doesn't seem fair and doesn't make good common sense to me.
Understood. Thank you, Mr. Wyatt.
Thank you.
Anyone else?